The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Irish country music star Nathan Carter was due to play support to Garth Brooks on the Monday and Tuesday nights at Croke Park later this month. Well, that ain't going to happen now. And Nathan joins us on the line from Spain. Nathan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. Great to be on the show.
And tell me, Nathan, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, a little bit disappointed, you know, as you can imagine. You know, I was very kindly asked to support Garth for the last two nights of his 5-night run in Croke Park, which has never been done before by any other type of music, you know, apart from country music. And it's a shame, but you know, it's kind of unbelievable, to be honest. I was told yesterday, and I was still thinking something was going to happen, you know, to either move it to a different venue or something, you know. But you know, unfortunately, it's happened. Which is a big shame.
And you also had tickets, I believe, to see Garth on the other nights.
Yeah, well, you see, before I was confirmed as a support act, I'd bought 20 tickets to go and see him on the Friday and Saturday. You know, and I unfortunately had to ring my family in Liverpool yesterday to tell them that the gigs weren't happening. They'd booked flights and accommodation and buses to get them from the airport to the hotels. And, you know, they were one of God knows how many tens of thousands of people that had booked flights to come over and see the show, you know.
And are you a bit shocked by it all then? Because I suppose up to yesterday, most people thought a compromise might be on the cards.
Yeah, totally, yeah. I'm completely gobsmacked. And to be honest, anyone I speak to seems to be, you know, it's just kind of crazy that that many tickets were sold and a compromise couldn't be found, you know.
I'm just wondering, though, I mean, there was the possibility that he might be allowed play four. Is he right to actually not come at all and disappoint 400,000 people?
Well, you know, I suppose even if he didn't play one of them, he's disappointing 80,000 people, which is a lot of people, you know. So, right or wrong, unfortunately, he was going to disappoint people no matter what happened, I suppose, you know.
But should he have? What do you think? Should he have come and played a few?
I don't know. I think he sort of he was right in one way that if he's disappointing people, he might as well, you know, not play any of the gigs. You know, I just hope that hopefully things can, you know, people can learn from this, and hopefully it won't happen again. You know, for the whole music industry, it can, you know, it's kind of an embarrassment in one way. But you know, I just hope things can people can learn from this, and it won't happen again.
And who do you blame?
I wouldn't have anyone to blame, to be honest. You know, I think there was a lot of different factors that added up to the decision that was made. But I think it's a big shame, not for just country music, but just the whole music industry in general, and the tourism of Ireland. You know, the money it was going to generate, and you know, the amount I heard there was 70,000 people travelling from the States and from Dubai and from, you know, different countries to come to Ireland to spend money on accommodation, food, drink, taxis. You know, it's a big shame.
So, do you think it'll damage us, our reputation internationally?
I do. Yeah. I think it has. You know, it's just, you know, it's a big shame. I mean, there's no other act that could have sold that many tickets. You know, I think One Direction played 3 nights, did they? You know, they're probably the biggest selling band at the minute, you know, and Garth Brooks managed to sell 5, which was just incredible, 400,000 people, and just shows you the popularity, I suppose, of country music at the minute. But,
yeah. One thing you mightn't be familiar with the argument that's been made here, I think, by Garth Brooks about the fact that he's now saying that by not doing the 5, if he only was able to do the 3, he would have lost millions. But that's strange, because in the first instance he was only going to do 1 concert, and then he decided to do 2. So presumably he was going to make plenty of money out of 2. And when it went up to 5, I think everybody was a bit taken aback that that many tickets had been sold. But surely he wasn't going to be out of pocket because of it.
Well, I can only, you know, say that I know myself how much it costs to do production, to put production in place, you know, staging, lighting, rehearsals, band members, production guys. It's just, you know, I'd say God knows how long he was rehearsing the show for, and architects to actually build the stage and you know, bring trucks over. I heard there was something in the region of 20 trucks that were actually coming via boat with stadium, with lights, with PA equipment. God knows how much that costs. You know, it must be into the hundreds of thousands. You know, but I just don't know. It's still hard to believe, to be honest, that there's not a solution as it is, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of disbelief, I think, all around the place this morning. Well, it means that you have those two nights off now, the Monday and Tuesday nights, and you'll have to arrange for something else to do the other nights. I think the Friday and Saturday nights, you were due to go to Garth. You might be able to have a rest, Nathan, from.
Yeah, well, I'm actually on holidays at the minute, but I've now planned to go to Nashville. I'm very lucky that RTE, we're looking to do a bit of a documentary in Nashville, so I'm probably going to head to Nashville for them a few days. You know?
Good.
Something positive has come out of it.
Yes, some silver lining in the cloud. Nathan, thanks for talking to us, and we let you back to the swimming pool.
No problem, thanks. Great to be on the show.
Cheers, Nathan. And on the subject of Nathan in Spain, in a moment we're going to be talking about travel destinations. In this instance, travel destinations that people are underwhelmed by.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.